It's the 13th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. A man whose home was sold without his knowledge due to identity theft had his home returned to him nearly 4 years later. In 2021, while working in Wales, Reverend Mike Hall discovered his property had been sold for £131,000 by someone impersonating him. Despite reclaiming ownership in 2023, a family was living there with a fraudulent rental contract. The family had been misled paying rent to scanners and had been advised by police to stop payments. At Luton Crown Court, Judge Elaine Vignoli granted Hall possession of the home. While Hall felt anger and sadness, he expressed sympathy for the family. The case is still under investigation and Hall's costs were to be covered. Mohamed Yazin, the MP for Bedford and Kempston, will be voting on the Employment Rights Bill as it reaches report stage in Parliament to address issues like low pay and job insecurity. Key changes include ending exploitative zero-hours contracts, providing day one rights for paternity, parental and bereavement leave, and strengthening statutory sick pay. The bill also aims to promote flexible working, increasing protection from sexual harassment and establish a fair work agency. The Bedford Community Policing Team have warned motorbike riders causing a nuisance that they will be dealt with rigorously. Reports of antisocial driving have been received from Russell Park, the Embankment and residents that live along and just off the High Street. The public are being urged to report incidents with photos, videos and registration details. The team is actively investigating and will take action by issuing traffic offence reports and eventually S59s, which allow police to seize vehicles. The new Fuegos Tapas and Grill opened its doors yesterday at Riverside, Bedford. The restaurant, which occupies the premises of the former Foxy Wings establishment, forced to close as a result of a fire, promises to bring the authentic flavours of Spain to Bedford. That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.